meditation, heart connection, understanding, and making peace with your horse. This meditation is to create a deep heart connection with your horse. It is especially helpful if your horse has emotional problems like anxiety, or if it shows escape, avoidance, or defensive behaviors. Maybe your horse made negative experiences before it came to you, but it could also be that you feel that these behavioral or emotional difficulties could have something to do with you and the nature of your relationship, and that your horse mirrors or shares a theme with you through or with its behavior. You, as the most important friend, partner, and mentor of your horse, can now, with this meditation, connect and understand how your horse feels and what's causing possible emotional difficulties. In this meditation, you will meet your horse, and you can absolutely be sure that the soul of your horse hears and welcomes everything you say, how you say it, and what you feel. That is why this meditation is especially beneficial for horse owners whose horse is withdrawn, anxious, defensive, or even aggressive. The truth is that it can't behave differently, even if our mind assumes stubbornness or even bad intentions. Before you start with the meditation, please have a piece of paper and pen ready, and if you don't have one yet, just stop the tape here for a minute so that you can write down what you are about to experience in this meditation, what you saw, what you felt, so that it can flow right out of you when you get to the end of the meditation. Now, take some time, maybe around 20 minutes, and make sure that you don't get disturbed. Get comfortable, sit or lay down in or on a cozy place, maybe a yoga mat or your bed, and close your eyes. Inhale and exhale deeply 3 times, as if you were emptying your belly of old air. Now, go into a deep and gentle breathing rhythm. It is best to breathe through your nose, so deep and gentle that your breath reaches your belly. In and out. And while doing this, go into a state of attentive, curious awareness. Awareness of everything that is there. Everything that is inside you. Become a curious observer and researcher of what shows up in the sensations of your body and your feelings. Thoughts may also be there. Allow them to come and go. Feel where the backside of your body touches the surface where you are lying. Breathe. There is nothing to do but to breathe and to be. Focus your attention now completely on your body. Continue to breathe deeply and gently. Allow everything that is there to be there. Just say with your inner voice, "Everything that is there is allowed to be there." Take a few deep breaths and try to release all the tension you can feel in your body. Start by relaxing your muscles first in your feet, and in your toes, in your legs, and now in your upper body. Maybe shrug your shoulders and gently roll your head. Try to visualize the tension leaving your body. Breathe soft and deep. Breathe in so that your breath reaches your belly and that your belly rises and sinks. And enjoy gratefully that you can breathe. Focusing on your breathing makes you feel alive, makes you feel aware and sensitive. Breathing nourishes. Let your awareness shift even deeper inside of you and notice how your body feels. Be gentle to your body and to all the sensations you can feel. Continue to breathe and invite your inner guidance or spirit, if you have one, or your inner wisdom to accompany you through this meditation. In front of your inner eye, you see now a 7-step staircase which leads down to a pass. And you are standing on the highest step of the staircase. Look at the steps that are leading down in front of you and feel the top step under your feet and breathe. From the lowest step, there is this pass over which you are about to walk. But first, take the 7 steps of the staircase. I now count to 7, and then you consciously go down 1 step on the staircase at each number. Step 1, step 2, and lower 3, and lower 4, and 5, and lower 6. And step number 7. And you are now on the pathway. Look around. To the left and to the right, you see green meadows with beautiful flowers. And now, in the distance, you notice a wonderful light green forest where this pathway seems to lead to. You follow this path now step by step, until you reach the forest. You're now in the forest. Look around and see all these wonderful trees that surround you. And in the distance, there is a clearing. Please go there now. And once you're there, position yourself in the middle of the clearing. Notice the ground beneath your feet. Look around and observe the trees and everything else that is there. Feel the energy in the ground, in the trees, and everywhere around you. Breathe. This is your private area. On the other side of the clearing, you now see a path, and with your inner voice, you now gently invite your horse to come to you now over this path and to stand about 2 meters or 6 feet in front of you. Your horse is now there and it is standing in front of you. Please look at it attentively and lovingly. What expression does it have on its face? Does it look friendly, curious? Or maybe cautious, fearful, or defensive? No matter how it looks at you, allow it to look at you this way. And now you say with your inner voice, "Thank you for coming. I have called you because I feel that you might need support, and also because I wish that the relationship between us may be one of clarity, peace, and freedom. First of all, I want to thank you for being my horse in this life and for allowing me to be your friend. I thank you from the bottom of my heart." I open myself to the thought that you have chosen to be with me in this life on a soul level, and that I have chosen to be with you. Thank you for trusting me. I also want to tell you today that it was not always easy for me to meet you with patience and understanding, and to accept you exactly how you were or are. Many times I have said no to you, consciously or unconsciously, and wished that you would be different, maybe easier to care for, calmer, better in your performance, or maybe different in your behavior. I have often tried to train you to behave a certain way or to change you, sometimes with means that I no longer find okay today. And for that, I would like to apologize today. I also want to tell you that I believe that all people have those animals around them through which they can learn the most and with whom they can recognize something important about themselves. So I thank you today for all the experiences I have had with you so far. The truth is also that I love you very much and that you are very important to me. I wish that we can be together in the future on a deeper level without any conditions. And now tell your horse everything that you might want to tell it personally. Tell your horse everything that's on your heart. Be brave and honest. And tell your horse your whole truth. I'll give you a few minutes to do this, but feel free to stop the tape here. And now, if it seems right for you, continue to speak the following sentences to your horse. I ask you to forgive me for everything I have ever said to you, or done, or thought towards you that was not based on love. Please forgive me. I also want to forgive you for everything you have ever thought or done towards me that was hurtful for me. This is forgiven now in love. I also take back all the judgments I have ever made about you. And if you would like now to understand how your horse actually really feels inside, physically and psychologically, then ask your horse now if it agrees that you slip into its skin for a short time, and thereby perceive everything like your horse perceives it. So ask your horse now, "May I come inside you for a short time to find out how you really feel?" And if it now signals it's yes, then I count to three. And when I have counted to three, then you just playfully go into the idea that you are now inside your horse and that you can feel it from the inside. You are mentally slipping into its skin. 1, 2, and 3. Breathe yourself more deeply, breath by breath, into the perception of being inside your horse. Feel more and more. First, how it feels in its body. Imagine you are in your horse and you breathe, and now perceive everything your horse feels. Feel the body. Feel how soft or how tense it feels in that body. Curious, breathing, feeling. And you are now noticing far more than just the physical feelings. You are now also feeling how it is emotionally, what feelings there are. You breathe like an explorer in your horse and lovingly perceive the inner present situation of your horse. You feel how it is now. It's all about perceiving. This perception is very important for you to understand your horse emotionally. Breathe and feel. And just your loving, compassionate breathing already helps your horse. And now, while you are in your horse and feel how it feels, you can now help your horse to change this state, to improve, adding ease, freedom, and well-being. Imagine now how in you and in your horse's body flows, from above, a sparkling silver light. And this light flows into you, surrounding your body, and even into your body. You see it, you feel how it flows into every cell of your body, the body of your horse in which you are, in the face, the neck, the legs, the chest, belly, everywhere. And you feel the sparkling silver light everywhere in the body. Millions of glittery and silver light flows through your body, through your chakras, and you let it happen. You, in the body of your horse, are now showered with sparkling silver light. And the silver light is now dissolving everything that is unpeaceful, limiting, and all the negative emotions and experiences. All the frustration, anger, fear, helplessness, or whatever there was gets now dissolved. Energy wants to flow, and silver light lets everything move and flow. And in this wonderful silver light, we are now calling violet light. Wonderful, gentle, violet light. That showers you in your horse's body from outside and from inside, and you feel how violet light feels in this body. Let it shower you, give it space, and allow it in. Transformation. Breathe and feel how your horse is. And we now ask together the violet light that everything is transformed that was dissolved by the silver light in the horse and all its cells and chakras is transformed, what is not and was not in freedom, in peace, in health, and in lightness on all levels. May all this be dissolved and transformed now. And then we allow the silver and violet light to flow back out into the earth. And we now invite the color that your horse needs the most now to fully enter into trust, power, peace, lightness, and joy. Just look and you will see what color is coming up now. And this color that is emerging now is flowing through your horse and also yourself in the body of your horse. Allow this color to flow more and more through your horse, the head, the neck, the whole body, the legs, everywhere. You enjoyed yourself, this bath, in this color. And allow this color to permeate your horse and flow more and more through its cells. You feel yourself how this color feels and you enjoy it. Breathe. Allow this color to stay in the body until everything is in harmony, balance, strength, joy, and health. For as long as the horse needs this color. And now I'm going to count to three again. And when I have counted to three, you're going out of your horse's body. And you stand in front of your horse again. One, two, and three. You are now looking at your horse and you just notice. You are curiously noticing its facial expression. Breathe. Likely, your horse will look different now. And you now say to your horse, through our affection and love, we are always connected. I now ask you to leave, but we can meet here again anytime. And you wait until you can't see your horse anymore. And once you're ready, please slowly start to move your arms and your legs. Move your body a little bit. And then arrive again fully in the here and now.